Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6 to 7:45. 82 million Americans are going to travel this Thanksgiving at least 50 miles, many by air. And we are honored to have back Bobby Laurie, who is a travel expert, who's been there, done that in the airline industry. And you can see him on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company or our KDK Radio YouTube page. Bobby, welcome back.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So we are anticipating a record year of air travel, and are we back up to speed after the government shutdown and the ramp up for scheduling the airlines?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're back up. It looks like the airlines have put their normal schedules back into place. The good news was they were canceling flights only about 4 to 5 days in advance when we were looking at those capacity reductions. So this way, the folks that were canceled had enough time to rebook themselves, but it also gave the airlines a little bit of leeway that when these reductions or these restrictions were dropped, they would be able to return to their normal schedules as quickly as possible. So just ahead of Thanksgiving week, we look to be in pretty good shape, at least when it comes to cancellations.
Bobby, I'm curious to hear if you've heard anything about our new Pittsburgh International Airport terminal that opened on Tuesday.
Oh, I've heard a lot about it. It's been all over the place. It's one of the most modern terminals and airports in the country.
And we're excited here. Obviously, we're going to have this huge spectator event with the NFL draft coming in April, which is really going to come fast now once we race through the holidays. That said, I want to ask you about Transportation Secretary posting a public service announcement asking air travelers to be kind and to be nice. What has the reaction been in your world?
It's been pretty interesting because this is something that flight attendants and airline crews and airline employees have been saying for years. Now, you know, during the pandemic, we did see a spike in issues arising on airplanes. We saw a lot of in-flight rage and fights breaking out among passengers and everything like that. And it did die down post-pandemic. However, it's still not back to the levels that it was before the pandemic began. So this is something, you know, the messaging of we're all in this together is actually what I told you the last time I spoke with you in regards to handling the government shutdown. Being nice to people just makes everyone's travel experience so much better. And it doesn't really take much to say, please, thank you, or good morning. I can't tell you how many times as a crew member, I would say good morning to someone who did not have headphones in or anything like that. And they would just look right at me and then turn their head as they walked away down the aisle of the airplane, not even acknowledging that I was there saying hello.
Well, that said, additionally, the government's encouraging air travelers to, quote, dress with respect. We have seen, and I'm sure, what was your first year as a crew member?
Oh, my first year was 2005.
So it used to be, as you know, back in the old days, people would really dress up. And then it became, You would at least dress a little better than you normally would to travel by air. But in the last 25 years, just about anything goes, to the point where didn't Spirit earlier this year issue a dress code?
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, they rolled out in their contract of carriage what would be basically a dress code saying what would be unacceptable. So pretty much anything above that would be acceptable. But you're 100% right. I mean, in the 10 years that I was a crew member, I saw it change from, you know, jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers to pajamas and slippers that were in the shape of every animal under the sun. You know, people just decided at one point that they if they were going to travel on airplanes, they wanted to travel comfortably and kind of didn't care about what everyone around them saw or thought about what they were wearing. Now, I do, you know, I did watch this PSA and I do think it's important to note, like, I don't think it's more about judging what everyone around you is wearing. And that's actually what I've been hearing from people in the airline space after this came out. You know, it's one thing to think that this is about judging everyone as they come on the airplane to see if their dress code is up to par or to see if their style is up to par. But it's more along the lines of, you know, remaining comfortable, but put together, because realizing that you are sharing the space with all these people for, you know, 5 to 6 hours.
Yeah. Just overall ramp up common courtesies, both verbal and visually. And that said, before you go, I love your cheat code for travelers, since we are heading into a peak week and it starts today for many. But the biggest single day will probably be Wednesday, right?
That's 100% right. Wednesday is going to be the busiest day as everyone tries to get to their Thanksgiving dinner. Then you're going to see the following Sunday. Like I've said to you before, book the first flight of the morning. If you haven't booked already, they try to get that one out on time. And here's another tip too. In the event we are looking at some winter weather across the country as we head into next week, it's also a good tip if you think that you might run into a delay or cancellation and you really need to get to where you're going, use miles or pay for a fully refundable ticket on a backup flight. If you know you're going to end up making it on the one that you originally booked and you don't need that backup one, go ahead and cancel it. It is going to play with inventory a little bit, but it is going to ensure that you get to where you're going.
That's why you're the travel expert, Bobby. Appreciate it. Where are you now?
Anytime.
Looks like you're at an airport.
No, just the backdrop for you.
I'm in
Harrisburg.
Okay. I appreciate the time, and you safe travels and have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You as well.
Bobby Laura, you can follow him. He's got great tips online, and just L-A-U-R-I-E is how you spell his last name. Check him out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.